welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysterious Legacy, New World Order, Flavored Cardboard, Food Paint, and Dungeons and Dragons. And my phone's going crazy.
I was wondering what that was. Oh, my. So,
yeah,
where's Jamie?
I had to work today, and so I'm not just now getting off work, but I got off work a little bit ago, and so I'm still on the work text, and everybody's texting back and forth on the group text.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah. My phone is on fire! Our friend Jamie.
Right. Which one?
The Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Gemini Jamie.
Thank God she's a Gemini.
Thank God she's a Gemini!
Because if she wasn't, I might pursue her.
What?
Because if she wasn't, I might pursue her.
Yeah, right.
And she'd tell me how special I was.
Right. Special Ed.
Hey. Specialist special.
Yeah. That's okay. We're both that kind of special.
What?
What? You're just a little more special than me.
Well, I gotta be better at you in something, right?
Hakuna Matata.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, she ended up going and getting some flower essence. And some tarot cards from Aquarius Books. And I said, you'll have to call into the podcast to talk about it.
Some carrot cards?
Yeah, tarot cards.
Oh, tarot cards.
Yeah. I said, we're desperate. We'll talk about anything.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons, full disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go.
Legal notice. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views, and our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence, is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedoms and liberties of your neighbor, your community, and your people, and your homeland. Sorry, I threw in an and. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Whoa, my page jumped. Love others as you want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be acceptable by the FDA. Under the New World Order, rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals, as described in FDA state and federal regulations under the U.S. Code, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55, B and D, and U.S. Code, Title 20, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Subsection 321, F, and so forth. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about it. All right.
Manimal.
Yeah, you're listening to all those organizations and other criminal organizations.
Agencies. Yes.
Judges, police, lawyers, and other criminals.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I went to the bank when I deposited my check. I got like $500 cash back. You know, part of it for my travels for emergency fund.
Right.
And I made sure that I asked him. I says, you know, which bills? What's the smallest bills or the largest bills that do not have the RFID chips in them for tracking purposes? So that, because I want to make sure that cops and other criminals don't know how much money I have while I'm traveling down the highway.
And the teller looked at you blankly?
Pretty much.
Didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
They didn't even know about the new RFID technology and
I don't know about the RFID stuff in the Federal Reserve notes. I do know about the Mylar strip.
Yeah, well, apparently that strip has got some kind of the new money.
I know they're able to detect large quantities of those strips together. I don't know if they can tell the denomination.
Maybe, I don't know. That's basically what I was getting at. You know, it's like the cops and other criminals are sitting on the highway scanning people as they go by. You know, one, they're scanning your license plates because your license plates have RFID chips in them. And so they don't even have to see your license plate to know whether or not, it's not your license plate. It belongs to them, but you have to pay for it. Anyways, so they're scanning your vehicle for a license plate that is registered with the New World Order, and they don't even have to see the plate. All they have to do is, you know, sit there, and the computer tells them whether or not the plates are registered or not.
Which is exactly what they did to us in Nevada, Missouri.
Correct. They weren't even behind us. They knew they wanted to pull us over, and they jumped behind us real quick and turned their lights on and said that the plates weren't in their system. And I was like, aha.
You know what the correct response to that is? So?
Pretty much.
Did you evidence a crime? Can you name the crime? Can you show me the victim?
We had a conversation about legal versus lawful, but we didn't do that conversation.
No, that would have been a little, that would have probably gotten us arrested.
Well, maybe not, but it didn't escalate to that anyways.
Yeah.
They didn't even know how to act when you wouldn't roll down or answer your window.
Well, he came around to yours and looked over at me, started asking me questions. Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. And, okay. So what they did was, I guess this rookie cop, we don't know. He comes up to the passenger side to collect David Ray's information. Let me see your papers. And
talking, which I gotta make some up.
Yeah. Dave is doing some kind of paperwork, I don't remember, notes or something or other. Some mathematical rocket science. Anyway,
yeah, I was busy.
Yeah. He was doing something. It was formulas. He was figuring out some kind of calculation or formula.
And I was busy doing that before they even pulled us over.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't like I came up with something to, you know, ignore them over. I was busy.
So the cop came to the one cop came to my window and interrogated me. Of course, you know, I complied under duress. But then the other cop came to David's window and knocked on the window. David just looked at him and then went back to his paperwork.
Now, you do understand standing orders are if they decide to pull me out of the vehicle, you are free to go. I'll figure out how to get home at some other time.
Right.
I got your phone number memorized, so, you know, I'll be able to contact you if I have to.
Right. So, he did that twice. Then he came over to the driver's side window because I already had it down. And I was supposed to only have it cracked, like, what, an inch? And but I had
Technically you're only supposed to roll it down an inch. They might break your window out if you do that. But and being cops, they won't compensate you for the damage.
Well, of course not.
Well,
so anyway.
No, well, ooh, that eats
another
me
criminal.
Up. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, of course criminals are not going to, which goes back to it's not your plate, but you have to pay for it. You know, when somebody charges you extortion, they don't usually give you a receipt. And that's what that license plate is, basically, is a receipt for the extortion that they committed.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, you know, we've come to accept this slavery.
Well, yeah, they put an air of legitimacy about it. And so, you know, but truly, if anybody else approached you and they weren't wearing a costume that made them look like a cop, and they didn't sit in an office that had some official-sounding name to it, like DMV or I don't know what they call it here in Missouri. I keep forgetting. It's
who
the
cares?
License. It's the tax board. At least here in Missouri, they admit it's just purely taxes. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, but I forget the name of the agency, but it's taxing, and they outsource all of it. So you can't really talk to an official. You're just talking to somebody who's hired to do the job, and. You know, if you get them bent out of shape, they won't do business with you. You'll have to go to the next town, to the next privately owned franchise.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
honestly,
I won't even do business with the one in our town. I go to the next town over because I don't like the attitude of the ones in our town.
We own a town?
Well, you know what I mean. So, but yeah, so, so the cop or other criminal came to my window and, proceeded to ask David for his, identification. And David asked him if he had he asked David if he had identification. David asked if he had, the cop had identification. He goes, yes. And then David says, can I see it? He goes, no. And so then David went and said, okay, fine. And so he went back to doing
the paperwork. Not even that. The cop took off when he said no.
He said no. And then you was like, okay, fine, or something. You said something, and you went back to you doing your paperwork. And he didn't know how to act or react, so he left and didn't come back. It was freaking hilarious.
Well, they want identification for everybody in the vehicle now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's none of their business in the first place. I mean, if the crime was not committed, they shouldn't be pulling you over. You know, granted, it is a crime to use their plates if you're not registered in their system. To use their plates without their permission. That's a crime. All right? And they give you their permission after you've paid them the extortion.
Well, yeah, you have to pay the extortion. You have to do it. Otherwise, they punish you.
Right. But there are a number of people out there driving vehicles that didn't pay the extortion. And basically what they did is they bought a car, and they didn't bother to register it, and they just left the old plate on it. That actually is a crime.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, and even if they didn't put it on the books, it'd still be a crime because it's their plate. It's their plate. And you're driving around with it as if you have their permission to use it. Now, granted, if you were ignorant about how the system works and somebody sold you a car and it happened to have a plate on it when you bought it, you might safely assume that they owned the plate. Indeed, the previous owner may have been told that it's their plate, just like they were told it's their driver's license. And so they might honestly believe, well, it belongs to me. I can sell it along with the car.
True that.
Okay.
That'd be funny if you argued that in court. So, well, isn't it my license plate? I can sell it if I want to, right?
You know, when the judge gets all right and says, well, no, it's like, well, so you're saying it's not my plate? You're saying it's not my car either? You know, is that the game you want
to argue that?
It's like, is that the game you want to play? You mean I'm making payments on your vehicle? Well, you owe me money.
Right. Where do I send the bill?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's your address? I'm sending you the bill.
I'm not giving you my address. Well, you got mine.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like giving out their address. But if you want to speak at city council.
Criminals don't want anybody to know where they live.
Most cities, if you want to speak at the city council meetings, you have to stand up and state your name and your address.
What if you get the wrong address?
You could do that. You could give the wrong name, too.
Till enough people caught up. My name is Joe Schmoe.
My name is Joe Schmoe, and I live at... And you happen to know their address. You just rattle it off. And they wouldn't really be able to say anything because they'd be admitting that that's where they live.
Right.
But they take that as a threat, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, we'll go on the subject of tarot cards if Jamie calls.
Oh,
I don't really believe in them, but I guess there is some validity to them.
Well, my study of them, tarot card readings is not the ultimate use of those cards. It's an exercise that you might do so that you learn those cards inside and out. And the actual purpose of those cards is a meditation focus.
Meditation focus.
Because they describe a way to access alternative states of consciousness or states of reality.
They help you connect with the manimal within.
Yeah, maybe. Or more accurately, with that which is the life force inside the creature. So.
Right, our essence.
Yeah.
Speaking of essence, I am so addicted to this game.
I noticed. Yeah, if it was location based, you'd probably get me to play it more.
Well, now I have sort of two locations. One's my primary location, the other one is the location where chickens spawn.
There you go.
I died. I told you about this, I think. I inherited this guy's
chicken
farm.
Castle.
Huh?
You inherited the chicken farm?
Yeah, but by the time I was almost able to get inside, because he couldn't destroy the door or anything like that because his brother had built it.
Right.
And both of them were quitting the game.
Right.
Because I guess they got on people's shit list, and so they were on the KOS list.
Kill on site. Ouch.
Kill on site list. So, anyways, I just lost a level. I was level 44, and I lost a level because I finally was able to get into base. All the chickens had been killed, and there wasn't much left of it. But if you destroy the towers, you get to keep the gold that you had to use to build the towers.
How did the chickens get killed?
Oh, wolves and stuff got in.
Oh, so you need to keep other stuff out in order to... Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about earlier.
Yep.
Hey.
So, talking about
killing things. Don't get the guppies yet.
Oh, because of the freeze is coming.
Yeah.
Freeze is coming.
Well, potentially. I mean, it's still. We had snow. 3 days ago. Nothing stuck. But. It was turbulent. and cold.
Right.
Basically, I guess a nor'easter came through and hit people north of us big time, dumped shitloads of snow on them. And then, you know, I don't know because I didn't see it myself. And then we got the blustery edges of it. You know, I look out the greenhouse window and I can't tell which way the wind's blowing because the vertically moving snow, the flakes are passing each other within inches in opposite directions at high speed. And they ain't spinning. They're just, they have velocity behind them and they're flying this way and that. And it happened to be when Bill and Shirley decided to go see their friend back in Hutchinson, Kansas. And so I'm here alone taking care of things. I had three fireplaces to take care of while that was happening. So
nice.
Anyway, not likely to happen again. Not likely to get terribly cold. But I'd like to at least get my sweet potato slips started and going and planted in this garden before I officially move back to the farm. So,
officially
move back to the farm. Yep. Anyway.
All right. So I'll wait on the guppies.
Yeah. Don't get the guppies.
Next month, whenever I go home.
So back to Mysterio Legacy, Mabinugi, and other killers of time. And other killers of time. Oh, God. I've got an elf character, and in order to complete certain quests where I was supposed to feed various dishes to this young fawn of a deer, I had to go cook them. And everything I cooked had rose petals in it, and the little deer gently ate all the rose petals off of everything and then left you with the remaining dish. So rather than waste the stuff my character cooked, I let my character eat it. I now have the fattest, roundest little elf you've ever seen.
Nice.
She's going on a diet. Nothing but berries for her. You're like,
berries.
What in the world are you... Berries, yep. Gotta go kick the bushes and collect the berries and feed her. So she loses weight. Which, strangely enough, is... what's that volume I want to get a hold of? I want to get a hold of the list of stuff it's got in it, because its claim to fame is it's got all these phytonutrient-rich berries in it, and I want to order bushes of the various berries that's listed in its ingredient list, and rather than buy Vital Reds by what's his name, Doctor, I'm just going to eat the berries straight.
Well, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, if you've watched Rothkrantz's videos, he argues that his stuff is, his powders are better than fresh out of the store. And he's probably right, because fresh out of the store isn't terribly fresh.
True.
But fresh off the bush and fresh, you know, freshly picked, eat it right after you pull it off the plant. Hey, can't miss. Better, his argument can't stand up to that, because he's got to take his stuff and dry it first. So his stuff can't possibly be as fresh as eating it directly off the plant.
Well, no, and I figured out who one of his main suppliers is. It's the same supplier that David Irish uses for his herbs. So we know they're good, but
Even preparing it himself.
Well, some of them he is, but he's probably paying them to do most of it, just like David Irish used to do.
True. Used to? He quit completely?
Pretty much.
Doesn't he even make his own stuff?
That's probably all he does, but he doesn't pay somebody else to make it in bulk anymore.
Ah, gotcha. Well, yeah, he used to do the Essiac in a 30-gallon drum. He'd buy all the ingredients, dump it in, mix it up.
That's probably the only thing he's still selling.
He doesn't do his green powder anymore?
Only for himself. I bought 2/3 of his last batch.
Right.
Well, Kim was supposed to buy 1/3, but she ripped me off. Well, she ripped me off, and she was supposed to pay me, or she was supposed to return. I forgot what it was. Basically, she paid $150 for this product, which I paid $150 also. But she screwed me out of $300 or something like that. And so I told her, I said, as soon as you give me my money back, then I'll give you this product. So I held the product for ransom. And she figured she was ahead by $100 or whatever, a couple $100s. And she said, forget it, I don't need the product.
And that's why you gave me some last time. Okay.
I have an abundance.
Right. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. So, yeah, that cost me a pretty penny. Well, she cost me a pretty penny, but nonetheless.
Just by existing.
Well, she wasn't my most expensive mistake. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mysteria Legacy. I just died and lost a level. I was level 44, now I'm level 43.
You lose a level when you die?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So don't die.
Okay.
But yeah, I was taking over this castle, and I really wasn't going to, because it already decayed. When I was focusing on my chicken farm and all that stuff, I kind of forgot about the other location, because all the chickens had died from the wolves and stuff. So I was like, to hell with it. And then today I went to go check it out, and it decayed enough to where I could enter into the property and found his underground lair and stuff like that. And so I was, and then a chicken spawned inside the fort, and I was like, ooh, this is a place where chickens spawn. So I was thinking about rebuilding it just for the fact of the chickens, you know.
Hello,
and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons.
Hello, this is Jamie.
Oh, my.
Hey, welcome. We are so glad you could come.
Glad to be here.
Oh, my.
So, I haven't been listening this far. What topics have you guys covered so far?
Kano's talking about his latest addiction.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a video game, Mysteria Legacy.
Ah, yes. He sent me a few pictures.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Zelda.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I don't know. If it was location based, I could play it, but it's not really location based, so.
Ah. All righty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm addicted.
So.
Go ahead.
Kano tells us that you made a purchase today.
I did. I went to the local metaphysical shop, Aquarius Books, in Kansas City, and I got a few things. I got a new set of tarot cards. I got two stones called Astrophyllite. Astrophyllite. I've never even heard of it before. But,
me neither.
I will give you a description of it. And I got my first flower essence. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Not an essential oil, but an essence.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I do. Star of Bethlehem. And I also got some pine essence. I got a good deal on some pine essence. Pine flower essence. It's supposed to be for... Hello?
I think we lost her.
Uh-oh.
Did she say Astrolite?
I think so. We'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, my Google search, it suggested Astrolite alloys, batteries, paper. SPO580 Astrolite Chiropractic.
Oh, typo. Need to put an A in front of that.
I'm gonna have to hear from her because this is
Yeah, hopefully she calls back. I got little spotlight thingies to put in your yard.
Oh, my. It looks like it's a component to an explosive.
Nice.
And then there is a game called Astrolite.
Here it is. Maybe, well, oh no, this says
Astrolite, the liquid landmine.
I might be looking at something different.
Astrolite technically is a family of binary liquid state high explosives.
We'll have to ask her if it's pink. I think she said saprolite.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. See, I'll have to get her online. A liquid explosive, a binary liquid explosive. So you pour one out and it's safe. You leave the other one in a rubber balloon and never mind.
I just texted her and said, "We lost you."
Yeah. It was developed for a high-energy rocket fuel. Kind of a controlled explosion. Okay. This is unrelated, but there's a picture on the article next to it of another article where they're using a cow on a treadmill to power other machinery.
She said, I don't know what happened. My phone started blaring and disoriented fog noise. Hasn't happened in a long time. So maybe she'll call back in. All right. Hopefully she'll call back in. I just said, try again, happy face.
Yeah, somehow I don't think this is what she was talking about. It's interesting, but it's not what she was talking about. Are you providing the background music, or did she call back in?
She texted.
Okay, well, I'm hearing flute music coming from your side.
Yeah, that's my ringtone.
Ah.
I picked a common, or I picked one I can sleep through for everybody else. So if somebody texts me while I'm trying to sleep, it won't wake me up. And then my superiors at work all have loud ringtones that will wake me up. Because I'm on call all the time.
I tell you what, I tried to change the ringtone on my phone. I can't even change the font on my phone.
Huh.
I'm going to have to do some research to figure out how to... how to fix that. Because that's not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
No.
Okay, so Flower Essence, just in case she does not call back in. Flower Essence are a concentrated, kind of like a tincture, concentrated flower essence, kind of like essential oils, but not like essential oils and not like tinctures. They are like tinctures to where you take them internally, but they're very concentrates. You only do like 3 drops at a time maximum. 3 to 5drops maximum.
Long, long time ago when I was doing experiments with alchemy, one of the projects I was working on, you're supposed to extract the salts from the plants. You're supposed to extract the essential oil, and I believe the third component you're supposed to extract was the essence. And once you've extracted those 3 things from the same plant, not necessarily the same plant, but you know, the same variety, you're supposed to combine those 3 things together. Anyway, and it's supposed to be more or less a perfected form of the original. Where you could, I don't know how to say it. Anyway, it was all a long time ago. So I don't remember all of the details.
She's probably not going to call in. She says she's feeling really weird now.
Okay.
She's had some bad experiences metaphysical with
yeah.
the metaphysical.
Yeah.
And so that's probably what's going on.
Well.
She loves it. She loves the metaphysical. She's fascinated by it and drawn to it. But she's also scared of it now.
Well, she has a habit of walking through the middle of somebody's process.
Well, not only that, but she also jumps in feet first. And she doesn't, well, she is now, but she didn't used to use a whole lot of caution. She'd just be like, ooh, let's do this. And then she'd get herself in trouble.
Yeah, there's that
or
too.
She got herself in trouble. She went too fast, too deep. Too deep, too fast.
Yep.
So, and that's why I'm skeptical, you know. It's like I, you know, maybe that's why I haven't had too many bad experiences because I'm skeptical. And, you know, I may not have had a lot of good experience with the metaphysical either because I'm skeptical. But at the same time, you know, it's like I'm protecting myself, you know. I had some bad experiences when I was a kid because I dated a girl who she wasn't a devil worshiper or anything like that, but she would do seances and witchcraft and all that stuff. And I did have some bad experiences with that, and so did she, and it was really scary. And but that was dabbling in the dark side. And so I, you know, basically ran away from that and, you know, became real holy, holy, holy. And surrounded myself with all, you know, white light type stuff. And stayed away from anything witchcraft or anything remotely borderline devil worship or could possibly be for a long time because I seen and experienced some scary stuff when I was a kid. And so I kind of understand what she's going through now or what she went through the last couple of years with the metaphysical because I kind of went through something similar. But since then, I've been skeptical, and that's what's kind of kept me protected, is my skepticism and having my guard up.
Yep. You're texting?
Yeah.
I'm hearing tap, 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 tap.
So, yeah. So, yeah, she's real sensitive about that right now. She still loves the metaphysical. And she wants to, you know, to go back into it with open arms, but she can't. She's scared. yeah. So she basically said, sometimes when something wants me to stop talking about something, that happens. Basically, what happened was, she goes, I don't know what happened. My phone started blaring a disoriented fog noise
Hasn't happened in a long time. Couldn't even talk. Had to hang up. Feeling really weird now. So I said, sorry, I hope we didn't do anything wrong. She goes, no. And then she said, sometimes when something wants me to stop talking about something, that happens. Freaking
there you
freaky.
Go.
She goes,
freaking freaky.
I had freaking freaky. I had such a cool lineup, too. I said, well, write it down and maybe we'll do it again at a later date. Happy face. And she said, okay.
Get her to text us that crystal, though, so we're looking up the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I'm looking at high explosive. That or a Hasbro toy.
Yeah. Okay, so now we wait.
And twiddle our thumbs on the radio.
Twiddle our thumbs and play our game. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just a couple of idiots. We admit it.
We're a couple of idiots. Yeah, so I died by these towers, and Astro PHY LLITE.
Astral Phylite.
There you go.
Did I pronounce it right?
Don't know. I'm guessing.
A-S-T-R-O-P-H?
Yeah.
Y?
Yeah.
Then L-I-T-E? Oh,
L-L-I-T-E.
L-L-I-T-E. Yeah, it's a real thing. Okay. Yeah, this must be the right thing because it talks about metaphysical and crystal and quartz and healing and rough and sail and...
Cool. Yeah, the one I looked up was not the one either. Here we go. It's a very rare brown and gold yellow hydrous potassium, iron, titanium, silicate mineral.
Yeah, it looks like fool's gold when it's...
May be classed either as an anosilicate, I can't even pronounce these words, or intermediate between the two. It's showing other rocks. Here we go.
You were reading that off of Crystal Dictionary.
There you go. It's cool looking. There's black ones and brown ones. I like the black ones. Ask her if it's black or brown.
Astrophyllite, a transformative crystal for all things astral and OBE.
OBE?
for those who are not familiar, that'd be out of body experience.
Oh. I've had a couple of those. One that I can remember very clearly. It was when I tried to kill myself. Ooh, okay, cool. She got a black one.
Yeah. Is it translucent? Yeah, this girl's holding one up. I can kind of see her thumb through it, distorted. So I don't know if it's a crystal or not. It might be basically a glass made out of that substance.
Very interesting.
And the sad thing is I've got the YouTube video at full volume. I doubt if you can hear it.
I can hear it, but I can't understand it.
Yep. So I'm pausing it. There's a reason why I put my earbuds in when I talk to you. Yeah, this does good. We're quiet.
Yeah, I'm trying to log into my game.
Got no internet.
No, I entered the wrong password.
Uh-oh. You might log into somebody else's game if you do that.
No. Here we go. I gotta get myself out of this dungeon. We're out of the, That's weird. Yeah. I just gotta make sure I don't fall down any hole. Luckily, I have two Kano characters. After I died, I lost a lot of the stuff I was carrying. A lot of good stuff. So I logged my other Kano character in, hurried up and ran over there, and collected all my stuff that I dropped. There's a hole. Don't want to fall down that. Whoa, what the heck is this?
It's a hole in the ground. It's a hole in the hole.
It looks like a grave or something. I'm not sure what it is.
It's the brain of brain. It's
I don't know, right. It's a little white thing with three crosses on it.
Yeah, I can't even say it anymore.
Oh, it's an altar. That was weird.
A brain-shaped altar?
No, it was a little white thing with three crosses on it. It was an altar. I got my weapon out and tried to strike it, and it disappeared. So now I'm trying to find my way out of this underworld. Luckily, oh shit, I gotta eat. Did I lose all my food? No, good, I got 39 food. Well, I had 39 food, now I have 35 food. I gotta get out of here before I run out of food. I got raw meat, but I can't cook it down here.
Okay.
If I fall down one of these holes, I can cook it down there, but then I got to figure out how I'm going to get out of there. Well, I might be able to cook it down here if I gather the right materials, which I don't have. And I don't know how many levels deep it goes, but it goes at least 10 levels deep.
Right.
And the only way out is to die.
That's not good.
Yeah, because if you die, you lose a level.
Right.
There's other ways out. You gotta find. You gotta find these. It's not an altar, but it looks like a statue. And you click on the statue, and it'll take you back to the start point. Or if you have a lantern, you can use the lantern to get out. But you can only use a lantern. Lanterns are one-time use. Well, I have three lanterns, but I wasn't carrying any when I died. And if I was, I could have lost it when I died, and then I wouldn't have had it. So I'm just wondering, yeah, if you drop it when you die, then you're screwed. So I'm just wandering in the underworld here, trying to figure out how to get out. Trying not to die by snakes or bats or skeleton dudes. The skeleton dudes are tough.
Skeleton dudes.
Hey, here's a green energy rejuvenation thingy. But that's not what I would need. Yeah, skeleton dudes. They're pretty tough. I mean, I'm probably tougher than them now, but my alternate character, Kano, he's not very tough. He's only like level 9. Oh, hey, look, I found the stairs.
Woohoo. Going up or down?
Up. That's half the battle. Hey, look, I found another stairs. Sweet, I'm out of here.
In and out.
Man, freedom! Hey, look, it's a chicken. Kill the chicken, kill the chicken.
You chicken joker, you.
I'm going to mark this spot with my shovel. I'm going to make a bullseye. Damn hornets. I hate hornets. Alright, well, I'm just glad I'm out of there. Now I can go to my castle and regroup. Oh, okay, cool. I found an underground spring.
Yay. Wind it up.
Yeah, I'm making my bullseye now. So I know where to return. And get the coordinates whenever I get my compass.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, part of the reason why we're so quiet is because I'm tired out of my mind. It's like 9:08 already.
Yeah.
Not one of our longer podcasts.
So should we keep the Political Freedom Fighter podcast at Monday, or should we change it to Tuesday? I mean, Sunday.
I think I'd leave that up to you.
Okay.
I mean, you have a potential almost host guest. When is he available?
Don't know. Don't know if he'll ever call in.
Yeah. We've gotten him in on this one before, but not too many times.
Yeah, like twice.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, it was on our gun topic.
Ah, well, that might be a clue. We might actually need to have actual topics.
We try. We just don't stick to them.
Yeah, we're bachelors, and we don't. We're inconsistent. Oh, well. We are consistently inconsistent.
Something like that.
Yep.
Okay, my shovel just broke. I gotta repair it. There we go. Oh, I don't think I have a repair kit. I think I dropped it. Oh, yeah, I got a repair kit. All right. I got to dig one more deal. Then I'll figure out where this was and come back.
You remember that podcast where you fell asleep on me?
Uh-uh. I fell asleep. I don't remember.
I'm about to do the same on you, except I know it's about to happen. So.
Okay. Smell you later.
Yep. I got to go.
Oh, goodbye.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have worked so hard today.
Me too. Otherwise, all right. I'd be on my way home right now.
Oh, you're still down there.
Yeah. I got to do a bunch of things before I take off. Like I had to clean my boots and polish them so that they last longer. I got them clean, but I haven't put the lotion or whatever that I'm supposed to put on the treatment stuff for the boots.
Yep.
I wouldn't normally do this, but they're $300 boots, so I'm going to try to make them last as long as possible. So I still got to finish that. I haven't even taken a shower. I somewhat got my stuff packed. So, yeah. I guess I'm tired. I worked all day. So, I'm going to take a nap and head that way tomorrow. Oh, well, I was at Walmart. I picked up some really cool whatchamacallit.
Really cool whatchamacallit? Okay.
Yes, you will like them. They're belts. They look like tool belts.
Oh, okay.
But they're for duck hunting.
Well, I was fascinated by the whatchamacallit aspect of it. All right.
Yeah, it's called, okay. It's called a large trap shell pouch.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you put your loaded shells in it while you're duck hunting. But anyways, you know how
it's a fanny pack for duck hunters.
Well, sort of. It's a tool belt.
Okay.
Sort of. You know, it goes around your waist like a tool belt. But he was talking about bags for mushroom hunting.
Oh yeah.
This is perfect because it's got the net pouch. So you can wear it on your hip, and it's got a big pouch where you can put berries or mushrooms.
Does it let the air flow through?
Yes.
Because the big thing about mushroom collecting is you should have a net bag to let the spores flow through.
Exactly.
So when you carry wherever you carry the mushrooms, you're spreading more spores.
That's exactly what this is, and that's what I was thinking when I seen it. They had backpacks, too, that were designed with the whole backpack was net.
Cool.
But I thought, no, probably not get that. But,
well, you carry that, and the mushrooms can grow on your back.
Exactly. But this would be good. I thought this would be good when we're foraging or even cleaning the ditch because, you know, we can pick seeds or whatnot and put them in the pouch while we're walking.
There you go.
Instead of putting them in our pockets and getting the dirt and grum in our pockets, put them in here and all the stuff falls through and we got the remains, the good stuff.
Yep. Okay.
So, bada boom, bada bing, suckers. And it's got two pouches. It's got a top pouch and a bottom pouch. The top pouch doesn't have any holes in it, so we can put the stuff we plan on eating in it, maybe. Put the other stuff that we're going to save and let it air out in the bottom one. So, who knows? We'll figure it out. They had three of them, and they were on sale. Half price almost. So I was like, boom, shaka. You'll like it. It'll be great for the farm.
I look forward to seeing it.
Coolness.
All right.
All right. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. There's another chicken. And a turtle. Okay, I must kill this chicken. Find out where it spawned. Now I need to mark this spot as well. Get my shovel. Turn the volume up. So yeah, you have to check out Mystera Legacy. I'm thoroughly addicted. I'm supposed to be on the Midwest server, but I ended up on the West Coast server. If you join the game, I am at 5300 Southwest. And then that new place that I kind of inherited, it's where chickens spawn. Chickens are valuable in the game because feathers are valuable in the game. And okay, yeah, this one. Had to figure out how I'm going to dig these, whatchamacallit. Okay, yeah. Feathers are valuable in the game, and chickens are valuable. I started a chicken farm, but I did not start it where chickens spawn, although because I started a chicken farm, I think it started spawning chickens because I recently had oh crap, I can't do this here because of that thing. All right. I'll do it right here. I recently had a chicken spawn inside the fort, and I don't know where it came from, because it wasn't one of mine. It just popped in. So, that's a good thing. So now I'm digging trenches to mark where I found the chicken. And hopefully I'll run into where it spawned. And then there I'll put an X. But yeah, Mystera Legacy, it's still, they call it Sandbox, it's still beta. So they got a couple glitches they got to work on, but really I haven't noticed any glitches. The only thing that I noticed that I didn't like is that the rate of decay, things decay too fast. I mean, you got people trying to destroy your stuff all the time. And then you have Mother Nature rotting your stuff away at the same time. It's like you can't hardly win. It's a little discouraging, but overall, the game's fun. The first thing you want to do is you want to build your defenses. You build a small little tiny shack. Put up a tower and fill it full of arrows. Get multiple towers. So build you a little tiny square. Put towers all around it. And then store your stuff there where it's well protected. And then figure out where you want to build your base. If you want to keep it there or you want to take it somewhere else. You know, whatever. I ended up building my base not far from where I started out because I have friends, or at least I think he's a friend, from another game. But you have to be careful. You really don't know who you can trust. They just raided and destroyed my neighbor's place and asked them why they were doing that, and they said that he murdered one of them. Well, I don't remember what the guy's stats was, but he was very noob. He didn't hardly know what to do. And the guy who claimed that the other guy murdered him is a very powerful player. Got like high ranking. I don't know how this other guy would have killed him. It would be nearly impossible. So I think that's an excuse that they use. I don't know. So I really got to watch my back. They say if you don't belong to a tribe, you're free game. They will just come and destroy you. But since I got friends in the game, I'm somewhat protected already. I created my own tribe. But I'm not going to let just anybody join my tribe either. Because anybody who joins your tribe, your towers won't attack them. Well, what if they join your tribe to gain entry to your whatever, and then they betray you and take all your stuff? Not that you can't go get more, but it's discouraging when people rob you and take all your stuff. And destroy your castle or your house or whatever you built. But, yeah. Where is that chicken? I'm mining a rock right now. It's getting chilly outside. Yeah, I'm so addicted to this game. So yeah, come check out my location in Mysteria Legacy on the West Coast server. My longitude and latitude is 5300 Southwest. You use the compass to find that location. I'm setting up my fort, farm, and store there. Too bad it's not location-based, like real-life location-based. I think I'm pretty close to actually my farm. Let's kill this hornet real quick. So I can have the pleasure of killing the turtle. And getting the points. You get points for killing creatures. And I need to get my experience level back because it dropped from 44 to 43. I was almost level 45. And I got to collect materials. And I got to figure out where I am. I don't have the materials to build a compass yet. I got another one in my fort. I think. Once I figure out where I am, I can find my way back over to my other character and get my compass back. But I think I got two of them. But I think my other character has it. So my other character has both of them now. And basically, I have two Kano characters. This person's location is at 420. The other location is 300-350. I don't know if I'm going to keep that location or not. I prefer to have a location close to my current location, where chickens spawn, and I'm going to build a chicken farm there, because then chickens will just spawn all the time. I'll have an abundance of chickens. And chickens, if you get enough chickens, you feed them worms and they'll lay eggs, and those eggs may hatch. Most of them won't. Trying to figure out where I am. There's lots of resources here, though. Oh, I think I'm south. No? I have no idea where I am in this game. I know I'm not far from the southern border, but I'm not in the desert. The desert's at the southern border. I gotta find, there was somebody's base. It was pretty good size, too. Yeah. Yeah, you got... Oh, okay. I'm at the border of the snow. In the green. So now I'm going to run to the west. The black rocks are my favorite. I need to find some tinder. I think I can use the tinder to make a compass. Oh, I know how to figure out where I am. Okay, I'm going to go back to where I was and go straight north. you go straight north, there's a shortcut. Let me get this black rock real quick. I love black rocks. The one Jamie got is a black rock, too. Nah, forget it. I ain't got time. Okay, I'm going by there. Should be right about here. Oh no, this is that giant fork. Hey, I got some silver by killing a turtle. Okay, here we go. Now I go straight north. There's a polar bear. Get my sword out. Polar bears are hard to fight. There's another black rock. There's another polar bear. I mean, I can kill polar bears pretty quick and easy now, but there's another black rock and another polar bear. I love those black rocks. See where this takes me. Okay. Wow, that's almost all the way to the end. There's that bear. I'm not going to worry about him right now. I got to get back to the castle. All right. So anyways, yeah, check out Mysteria Legacy. Mysteria Legacy. Pretty cool game. And look for Kano, C-A-I-N-O. You'll see me in chat every once in a while. Anyways, all right. I guess that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. He still didn't fix that wall. Luckily, I didn't come out there, though. I gotta get back to my fort. There's all kinds of rocks now that I'm not trying to mine them. Normally, I'm like, I stop and mine every single rock. And tree, for that matter. Oh, that's weird. Oh, they expanded it. So now I can't come out where I used to. These guys are making a huge fort. I don't think I'm ever going to make mine that big. You got to babysit this game too much. Somebody bought my feathers. I collected gold. Drop 10 feathers. Collect 5 silver. This is where I drop 1 feather at a time. I'm selling 1 feather for 5 silver or 10 feathers for 1 gold. There we go. Feathers are my biggest seller. Okay, there you are. I haven't lost any chickens, haven't gained any chickens. But I noticed I have a new hornet that I gotta kill. Get my stagger out. Highlight the hornet. Enter the room. Bam! He's dead. And these raccoons, they're just annoying. Kill the raccoon. They don't really do anything. I don't even know what they're really good for. They're just annoying. They get in the way. But they give you hide, and they give you bones, and they give you berries. Berries because I guess that's what they're eating. They're feeding on berries. And so you basically get to steal their lunch. Anyway, so my chicken farm's in good order. Hey, look. I dropped a feather. And I don't have my shears with me, so I'm going to equip my shovel. Don't have your weapon equipped when you go into your chicken coop. You can accidentally kill your chickens, which I've done several times, and it sucks. There's a chicken outside my farm. I'm trying to figure out how to get in. I'll let you in. Oh, there's the chicken. I don't know where that chicken came from, though. Wish I could figure out where they spawn. Yeah, they destroyed my neighbor's place. I had 2 neighbors, now I have 1. Did he rebuild? No, he didn't. Somebody's growing carrots, though. Yeah, I'm really addicted to this game. I played this game before, and I wasn't as addicted. It's kind of like Parallel Kingdom. I played Parallel Kingdom before, and I wasn't as addicted, and then I played it later and got addicted. It's kind of weird. But I'm ADD. I'll get burned out and I'll quit, I'm sure. All right. I'm going to log out now that I got myself out of that underworld. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. And then I'm going to head home tomorrow. So I guess that concludes the DD&D podcast. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. We talk about New World Order stuff on the new political podcast. We used to talk about all kinds of stuff, including political stuff, on this podcast. But we started talking about that stuff so much. Hang on. That we did a spinoff podcast, and so now it's a 3%er podcast, and it's at scrapgovscrap.us. So check that out. We will be posting the Scrap Gov Scrap podcasts on Demented Dungeons & Dragons. So you really don't have to check out the other podcast because it's going to be here as well. But, yeah, I packed my laptop away. I'm going to have to unpack it so I can upload this podcast to the website. But yeah, like I said, we talk about anything and everything. We talk about New World Order, 3%er stuff, freedom fighter, survivalist, preppers, farming, gaming, metaphysical, religion. We'll even talk about sexuality, poly, LGBT, you know, whatever, gay, straight, poly, we don't care. We'll talk about everything. Let's see, real estate, we'll talk about that. Trucking, the oil industry. We won't really talk about cars too much because we don't know much about that subject. We're not motorheads. We will talk about it, but we don't know much about it. Computers, we know a lot about computers, so we might talk about that. Yeah, I mean, you got a kind of a good feel of what our podcast is about today. It's pretty much about anything and everything. We talk about all of it. So feel free to call in Saturdays, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 9 o'clock Central Daylight Time, which I think is going to be here in a week. And if you want to talk survivalist, prepper, New World Order, 3%er freedom fighter stuff, political stuff, then call our Scrap Go Scrap podcast. Because we're going to try to keep that segregated. It doesn't have to be. We'll talk about it on the DD&D podcast, but we prefer to talk about all of that stuff on the podcast that it's designed for. Like we were doing Ron Paul on this podcast. Now we're doing Ron Paul on the other podcast. So there you go. All right. So yeah, check it out, scrapgovscrap.us or DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. All right, party on, bye.